On this week's arts page, the Jamaica Gospel Song Finals happens this weekend. Stay tuned. Since 1987, the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, has been unearthing, honing, and showcasing the country's gospel talent through its Jamaica Gospel Song Competition. This year, the competition celebrates its 31st anniversary under the theme, The Journey Continues.
After 30 years, we had a big celebration last year. The encouragement is, the journey still continues. The competition is still continuing. JCDC celebrating 55 years. So the journey is continuing. So though we reach a milestone and we're all excited about it, don't stop, because until Jesus comes back, the journey still goes on.
Coordinator of National Religious Services and Projects at the JCDC, Andrea Hines McCurdy. Mrs. McCurdy, who visited the JIS radio studio earlier this week, says this year's competition saw over 100 entries, with 25 semi-finalists chosen. That list was further condensed to 10. All finalists have gone through weeks of training, attending workshops, studio sessions, and touring the island on road shows. Mrs. McCurdy was joined in our studio by 8 of the 10 finalists, with Crystal Coombs and Dwight Fiari missing from the lot. But let's hear a little of what they had to show for their weeks of training, beginning with Chandre Cowan.
Worship, dance and palance and worship. Christians advance in worship. So worship, and you will see your Egyptians away.
It has been an awesome experience.
Kenrick Lynch, singer and songwriter of No Greater Love, is also a pastor and St. Anne native.
I was in a studio one day in Portmore, and a guy was doing a love song, and they said, I need a love song. And I said to myself, I need a love song for Christ too. And right there, the song was coming my intention, so I know that this was from God.
No stranger to the Jamaican music scene is Dania Deacon Jones, third place Digicel Rising Stars contestant in 2005.
Give me a worshipper's heart, The song entitled Worshipper's Heart is really my purr. It's my story. It speaks about that lost sheep who has pretty much found its way back to the shepherd.
Father Reese also visited JIS Radio. He spoke of his journey with his Bright and Morning Star entry.
He's the lily in a dry valley. Jesus is the bright morning star. My producer called me and said, enter gospel festival because I get a dream, you know. And I said, but we don't have no interest in a gospel festival right now. So then I went to the studio and I laid the rhythm for that particular song. But while I was on my way home, this song came to me, Bright Morning Star, and it's been doing great.
Joelle Notice, one of the three ladies in the competition, talks about her journey.
It was inspired by a sermon that my father preached on Sunday. And when I went home, I was reading over the notes and a melody just came to my head and I started writing words.
Next was LaWayne Thomas, stage name Capable, with a style unique to this year's list of finalists.
I've grown a lot where performance is concerned. Jesus am I shield, Jesus am I rock. Him and me 24/7 contact, that's why me a kneel and pray to the Father.
Nigerian Jamaican Adeoluo Adeoye shares his experience so far and what inspired him to enter.
One of my church sisters said, you know, this competition is a good platform for persons to get to know you, for persons to see what the gift in that God has placed in your life. You, oh Lord, are my healer. You, oh Lord, are my defender. Always there, all the time. You're the savior of the world.
And Travis Dean Allen wraps things up with his entry, End of All Things.
I've been writing this song for over 3 years. Well, after sitting down and seeing what's happening in our country, and not only in Jamaica, but over the world, matching it up with the Word of God, it takes me back to the end time and the things that the Bible tells that would happen in the end times.
The Jamaica Gospel Song Competition happens this Sunday at the National Arena, beginning at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at all Fontana pharmacies, select Sangster's bookstores, and the JCDC head office at 3-5 Phoenix Avenue, Kingston 10. That's it for this week's Arts Page. Until next time, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Happy Independence Weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.